Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in Health IT, looking for a job in Health IT. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week in Health IT, a channel dedicated to keeping Health IT staff current and engaged. All right, our webinar is next week, Thursday, October 7th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. You can register at thisweekhealth.com/register. It is coming through a ransomware event, best practices and lessons learned. I'm really looking forward to this one. We have John Getty, the CIO for Skylakes Medical Center. They were ransomed as a health system. We have Lee Milligan from Asante Health. They were the Community Connect host for Skylakes, so also got the phone call of, hey, what are the implications here? Lee will be joined by his Chief Information Security Officer, and we also have Matt Sickles, a cybersecurity first responder for Sirius Healthcare, who's going to be there as well. Again, if you want to get registered, thisweekhealth.com/register. All right, here's today's story. It's actually a combination of two different stories. The first comes from Becker's. If you don't know, they go out and they look at the wires and they pick up stories, and then they take their key points and they summarize them and they put them together. So this is an article that they summarized from Vox, which was reported on September 20th. The title is Job Openings Are at a Record High, But the Job Hunt Isn't Easier. Four things to know. Here are the four things you want to know. Many of the jobs open aren't particularly desirable to job seekers. They may offer low pay, few to no benefits, and not enough flexibility. A FlexJob survey found that 41% of the workers said there weren't enough openings in their preferred field. Number two, a mismatch between the skills and experience employers want versus what job seekers have amplifies the disconnect. Number three, a majority of employees are now looking for remote work as the pandemic has made in-person activities unattractive and even dangerous. Vox reported that only 16% of jobs posted on LinkedIn are remote, and those roles receive 2.5 times more applications. That's fascinating. All right, number four, artificial intelligence software used for hiring can filter out eligible candidates. And before that, you had people who filtered out eligible candidates, but that is always a risk. I couple this with another story, not really a story, it's a Reddit thread that was forwarded over to me. There was a person saying, hey, I'm in healthcare informatics today. I'm looking for another role. I'm Epic certified. I do all these things, but I'm having trouble finding another role. And I would give you the exact quote, but the person deleted their post out there. But I will tell you, they leave the comments. So I'm going to give you some of the comments because I think it's interesting. So here's some of the comments. This is a person who has a lot of Epic experience at a health system, and they would like to go to a different health system, and they're having trouble doing that. And the first person says, create a LinkedIn page, as if the person didn't already have a LinkedIn page. But they say, hey, the recruiters, that's where they're looking. That's where they're going. I'm not sure that's the case, but that was that piece of advice. The second one is, the dirty little secret is that it's difficult to get your foot in the door, but once you're in the door, you are made. I'm not sure that's entirely true either, to be honest with you. So I'm coming down on some of these. And don't worry, I'm going to give you my ideas for what it takes to get the next job. Here's another one. As much as reasonably possible, try to get an opportunity at your current organization first. Agree 1,000% with that. That's typically the easiest place to sell yourself since you're already presumably an employee in good standing. If you're really set on an Epic analyst role, you can try to get a certification, probably ClinDoc, but you'll likely do so on your own dime. If you're willing to relocate to the frigid north, you could always apply to Epic itself. I don't know as much about Cerner, Allscripts, or Athena, but they'll likely have similar opportunities. So again, bunch of interesting advice in that one. I would say the best piece of advice is to find an opportunity within your own organization that is going to give you the experience that you need to jump forward. Another piece of advice, look into UserWeb for Epic training if you currently work for an Epic client. not a bad piece of advice. This is an interesting one. It said, have you ever considered moving to a clinical informaticist role to get your foot in the door? And then they say, hey, we know a significant health system in a small market that is moving to Epic, and they could probably use your help. And that is another thing. If you're willing to relocate, there's usually a lot more opportunities than if you are unwilling to locate. And then there's a couple more that I find interesting. The reason I'm covering this is we've been noticing a lot of traffic out there as we scour social media, as we get emails, and as we talk to people. We've been noticing a lot of people are making moves. A lot of people are transitioning to new roles. A lot of people are looking to find different organizations to be with. And here's what I would say. If you're looking for an executive role, the door to a health system executive role is predominantly through recruiters. You have to know the players, and more importantly, make sure they know you. There are a bunch of them, Kirby & Associates, Korn Ferry, Whit Kiefer, and about 200 others. There's regional players. Those are predominantly national players. If they don't know you, you probably won't get a call. If you're looking for a job, make sure they know you're looking, because they are working on open roles even now as we speak. I covered working with a recruiter on This Week in Health IT when I interviewed Judy Kirby with Kirby & Associates and Nick Giannis with Whit Kiefer. And for now, I'm just going to refer you to those episodes if you're an executive looking for a role. What about non-executive roles in health IT? I would say a handful of things. And I, again, won't be exhaustive, but I have a handful of things to touch on here. There's a difference between writing a resume and building a resume. I recommend building a resume. What are people looking for in your next role? Project leadership, then volunteer for that at your current employer. AI experience, then find a way to get that experience. Writing a resume is a retrospective look at what you've done. It is not proactive. Building a resume is actively putting things on your resume that prepare you for what's next. Next thing I would say is actively build your network. Every job I've gotten, from the first one to the last one, have come from people in my network recommending me for the role or connecting me with someone so that I could have a conversation about a role. How do you build your network? LinkedIn is obviously a good tool, but don't just collect connections and think you've built a network. Your network are people that will take your phone call and respond to an email. Don't stop with an accepted connection request. Meet with people. Meet with them virtually, meet with them in person. Set aside time each week to build your network. I used to encourage my teams to do this. It was good for them and my health system. They would learn things and become exposed to other best practices. Recommend to your leadership that you connect with other health systems and share ideas around your area of expertise. Attend conferences when it is safe to do so and make those connections. The next thing I would say is the best thing around algorithms is a personal recommendation. Again, this is part of your network. Applying to 100 jobs online is a crapshoot. I don't know the exact number, but the success rate on a professional IT job posting and an online application has to be in the single digits. The best way in is through a connection of some kind. Number four, I would say, consider contracting. You have a better chance of going through a consulting firm, temp to hire situation, or some contracting arrangement than you ever have submitting your resume online. Don't get me wrong, at some point you will have to submit your resume, but generally speaking, it should be after you've spoken to someone. The reason I recommend this temp to perm role, and there is some risk involved in that for you in going that route, but we use temp to perm an awful lot because it mitigated our risk in hiring. Because our success rate in hiring certain roles was not that high. Let's just say it was 60%. That means 6 out of 10 times we're going to hire the right person. We mitigated that risk significantly by going temp to perm and having somebody come in, be a part of the team, seeing how they interacted, seeing what kind of work product they developed. And so a lot of times that is how we hired people for staff roles. I'm just making you aware that's the thinking. Mitigate the risk of hiring a new person by using temp to perm. The next thing, build key relationships in your area of expertise. If you're an Epic builder of some kind, know the other Epic builders in the country. Find them. Work on projects together. Serve on committees together. Volunteer together. Interact with people in your community. Finally, invest in yourself. Always be getting better at the area that you want to pursue, the area you want to work in. That's all for today. If you know of someone that might benefit from our channel, please forward them a note. They can subscribe on our website, thisweekhealth.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, Overcast, Spotify, Stitcher. You get the picture. We are everywhere. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders: VMware, Hillrom, Starbridge Advisors, McAfee, and Aruba Networks. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.